Here's a neglected verse in the Bible, James chapter 5, verse 14. If any one of you are sick, you should call the elders, and they together will pray over you and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, it's true oil had a medicinal purpose, but also oil is representative of the Holy Spirit. And so call the elders together if you're sick. And I'm going to ask you if you've ever done that before, or maybe you need to now. On this last Sunday, someone came up to me and said, I just wanted to give thanks to the Lord because the elders prayed over me, they anointed me with oil, and I am healed. I am completely better. And so God honors His word. He honors that prayer. And that's one of the roles of the elders and leaders of the church, to pray over people frequently who need prayer and anoint them with oil. And it's just an act of faith to say, Lord, we believe your word. We're going to follow your word. We're going to pray together. And so encourage other people you know who are sick to go to the elders, to ask them for prayer. And it's also a reminder that with prayer, it's not just that we pray alone, and that is important, but it's so good to pray with other people. And praying with elders, praying with other people that you respect who love the Lord. I ask you today, who do you know that you can start praying with more often? Do you have someone in your life group, someone in your church, maybe a friend, and you can do it over the phone? You can walk together and be praying together over the phone. But who can you pray with, and their prayers align with your prayers? God hears it, it's powerful. So God's word encourages us to pray together. And specifically, if you're sick, go to the elders. They'll anoint you with oil. Watch. God does amazing things as we come to Him in prayer.